This is KSL's Religion Today, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner, on KSL News Radio.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. I had a fascinating email this past week from a listener named Derek who had a relative send him an email about something I've heard about off and on for well over 10 years. The subject is the translation or purported translation of the sealed portion of the Golden Plates by someone who was a member of the church and is now a former member of the church from Brazil named Mauricio Berger. And enough people have raised this issue that I thought it would be worth a radio show about. Because from time to time, there are claims, and this has been the case from the earliest days of the church, when people claim to have had revelations for the church. And it still happens today. So who is Mauricio Berger, and what is the sealed Book of Mormon that he supposedly translated? A little bit of background is in order. This was published in 2019, although he claimed to have been visited by the angel Moroni back in 2007. Now, with nothing more, this was kind of a red flag for me, because although Joseph Smith took 4 years from the time of the initial visit by the angel Moroni for him to be prepared to receive the plates, once he received the plates, the translation, the actual translation of the Book of Mormon happened in about 90 days, actually a little bit less than that. This translation by Mauricio Berger has been taking years. And if it were really divinely inspired, it would have been much shorter than that. There are some other problems with his description of how the translation occurred. First of all, his description of the source, meaning the sealed plates, doesn't quite work. How do we know that? Well, he's put a photograph on the internet of the sealed plates, the plates that supposedly, he says, the Book of Mormon were translated from, and they do not look like the early descriptions from the early witnesses and from Joseph Smith. The Mauricio Berger description is of golden plates that have two bands that hold together this supposedly sealed portion. David Whitmer and a number of others said that the sealed portion was solid. There were no bands. It was a solid portion, maybe as if someone had put some kind of varnish or thin substance on the outside that made it absolutely solid. David Whitmer said it looked as solid as wood. It wasn't two bands. So the description here is wrong of the actual source of the plates. And then you get to a description of the way these particular plates were supposedly translated. In the preface to this sealed portion of the Book of Mormon, Mauricio Berger talks about seeing words. Now that is another red flag, because although a number of Book of Mormon witnesses described Joseph Smith seeing words, Joseph Smith himself never said that he saw words. He only said that he did it by the gift and power of God. And when he first looked through the Urim and Thummim and also into the Seer Stone, he could see anything. It wasn't just seeing words or letters appear. He could see events, places, scenes, people, dialogues. And so the way that Mauricio Berger describes the translation doesn't quite fit with the narrative that Joseph Smith had for how he did the translation. Now, I suppose two people could have a different way of translating it, but it doesn't ring true to me. And then you have the content. This is the biggest red flag of all. We know what the content of the sealed portion is. We read it in the Book of Ether and a few places in the Book of Mormon, and it's the vision of the world from beginning to end, from Adam till the end of the world that the brother of Jared had. That is not the contents that we have in Mauricio Berger's translation or supposed translation of the sealed Book of Mormon. And I'm going to get to more of this. So to compare, I'm going to talk about what the actual plates look like during the time that Joseph Smith had the plates and others saw them. There were a number of others who were able to hold the plates. Emma actually did while they were covered, and so did a number of others. Of course, we have David Whitmer, Oliver Cowdery, Martin Harris, and so forth. Here's what some of these people said. They said the plates had the appearance of gold. David Whitmer said they were golden in appearance. No one said that they were solid gold. If they had been, solid gold would have weighed several hundred pounds. These were described variously by people who picked them up as weighing between 40 and 60 pounds. Emma, as I mentioned, moved them around from place to place in the Smith home while she was cleaning and doing other work. She described them as being approximately that weight, 40 to 60 pounds. The dimension of the golden plates was about 6 inches wide, about 8 inches long, and approximately 6 inches high, maybe not quite that high. They were said by Martin Harris to have the thickness of plates of tin. When one was piled on the other, Martin Harris thought they were about 4 inches thick, not six, but be that as it may, they were approximately 6 inches wide, 6 inches high, 5 or 6 inches high, and 8 inches long. David Whitmer said they were about as thick as parchment. Orson Pratt said they were not quite as thick as common tin. And so you have a number of these descriptions that are very, very similar. They were sealed, and this is a fascinating one by David Whitmer, quote, "What there was sealed appeared as solid to my view as wood. About the half of the book was sealed," close quote. That's what David Whitmer said. He also said a large portion of the leaves were so securely bound together that it was impossible to separate them. If you had just two little bands, like this Mauricio Berger fake, in my opinion, had, you could have ruffled the sides. You could have, the descriptions don't match. They just do not match. In addition, you had these three rings, and they were in the shape of a capital D, which is fascinating because you could apparently put a stick or something through the ring, and then you could carry the plates around. Martin Harris said the three rings were silver in color, so not quite the gold in appearance. No other witnesses say that they were silver in color, but Mauricio Berger's witnesses claim that they were, and I find that fascinating. They have read, apparently, the description of Martin Harris, but not of some of the other descriptions. When we come back, more about some of the problems in claiming that these plates that were purportedly translated as the sealed portion of the Book of Mormon by this Mauricio Berger, the problems arising with that and why I just cannot believe that they are real. Stay tuned. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. We'll be right back after this.
Religion Today with host Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio.
And we're back. If you have a question or comment about this or any other program, feel free to send me an email. Send it to martinstanner@gmail.com, martinstanner@gmail.com. I'll be happy to respond. Today we're talking about the purported reception from the angel Moroni in 2007 by one Mauricio Berger, who was first a Catholic, then a Jehovah's Witness, and then a member of the LDS Church, and who has since had his name removed and is no longer a member of the church because of his claims that he received and translated the sealed portion of the Book of Mormon. And today I'm responding to the email that a listener named Derek got from one of his relatives that had some comments about this. These sorts of things happen from time to time, and this one, this isn't even a good forgery. This is kind of a bad forgery. If this guy had somehow been in touch with Mark Hoffman, he probably could have done a little better job. What can I say? All right. What else do we know about the plates, the real plates, the genuine plates? We know that they were filled with characters, very, very small characters, quote, small and beautifully engraved. The whole book exhibited many marks of antiquity in its construction and much skill in the art of engraving, close quote. Orson Pratt said that. Joseph Smith concurred. The eight witnesses all said that they were ancient and of curious workmanship. They also indicated that the characters were from right to left, which, of course, would be like Hebrew. So let's compare this description with Mauricio Berger's plates. We have a huge problem with the content. I mentioned the bands, which don't fit with the way the sealed portion was sealed. Let's talk a little bit about the contents. When Moroni was finishing the Book of Mormon record, he was commanded to seal up some of the plates, and Joseph Smith was later commanded not to translate them. The sealed portion contains the complete record of the vision of the brother of Jared. If you go to Ether chapter 4 and read verses 4 and 5, you find this, quote, "Behold, I have written upon these plates the very things which the brother of Jared saw. And there never were greater things made manifest than those which were made manifest unto the brother of Jared. Wherefore the Lord hath commanded me," this is Moroni, "to write them down, and I have written them. And he commanded me that I should seal them up. And he also commanded that I should seal up the interpretation thereof." Close quote. Anyway, he goes on and says that he's done that. So what's on these plates? The things the brother of Jared saw. And what is that? Well, the vision included, quote, "all things from the foundation of the world unto the end thereof," according to 2 Nephi chapter 27, verses 10 and 11. We have this idea. Quote, "the words which are sealed, he shall not deliver, for the book shall be sealed by the power of God, and the revelation which was sealed shall be kept in the book." And then it goes on and talks about this. Now, Mauricio Berger says 2 Nephi chapter 27 talks about him and the sealed portion of the book, but it doesn't. 2 Nephi chapter 27 talks about the prophecy in Isaiah 29. And it doesn't refer to some translation of the sealed portion. It talks about Professor Charles Anton from Columbia's statement about being unable to read something that was sealed and that was unavailable to him because Joseph Smith and Martin Harris couldn't and wouldn't give him the record because God told them not to. We have a similar idea in Ether chapter 3, verses 25. The Lord talks about what's in this record. He said, and by in this record, I mean the sealed portion, where he says, quote, "He showed unto the brother of Jared all the inhabitants of the earth which had been, and also all that would be, and he withheld them not from his sight, even unto the ends of the earth." Close quote. So what's on the sealed portion? Well, it's not the content that we have in Mauricio Berger's stuff. It's what the brother of Jared got about the entire history of the world. We also know that not very many people have ever seen the sealed portion, but some have. We read in Ether chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 that, of course, the brother of Jared did. We also know that the Nephites in the land of Bountiful, after the crucifixion, saw them, because Moroni describes that. And we also know, according to Ether chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, that the things the brother of Jared saw were forbidden to be described even amongst the Nephites until after Jesus Christ was crucified and resurrected. Now, let's take a look at when the sealed portion of the Book of Mormon is supposed to come forth. Is it supposed to happen now? As Mauricio Berger would tell you, well, Ether chapter 4, verse 6 says, quote, "For the Lord said unto me," this is talking to Moroni, "they shall not go forth unto the Gentiles until that day that they shall repent of their iniquity and become clean before the Lord," close quote. That kind of doesn't sound like today. And in 2 Nephi chapter 27, verse 8, you have this follow-up idea, which says, "Wherefore, because of the things," presumably the spiritual nature, "which are sealed up, the things which are sealed shall not be delivered in the day of the wickedness and abominations of the people. Wherefore, the book shall be kept from them." So, close quote. So, it's kind of hard for me to believe that somehow this is the time when everybody is repented and there's no more wickedness and abomination, and so it's time for the sealed portion to come forth. It just doesn't make sense. So the content doesn't work. Mauricio Berger's book has statements from Moses and the acts and the actions and works of the 12 apostles of Moses. Well, Moses didn't have 12 apostles, and why would you seal up something about Moses when the content is not that? It's the vision of the brother of Jared. Another problem with Mauricio Berger's claims for this is that it's inconsistent with the timing of when these are going to come forth. We know that these are going to come forth eventually, but it's going to be towards the end of the world. The sealed book of Moses, which is in Mauricio Berger's, that's not a real thing. It's not part of the visions of the brother of Jared. The actions of the 12 apostles of Moses is part of Mauricio Berger's. That doesn't work. The Acts of the Three Nephites is in there. Prophecies of Samuel the Lamanite is all these things are in Mauricio Berger's. None of that would be in the real, genuine, sealed portion of the Book of Mormon. So the summary of what's going on here is the content isn't right. The description of the sealed portion doesn't work. And we even have the additional problem that two of Mauricio Berger's witnesses have recanted their testimonies, a gentleman named Bob Moore and a woman named Roberta Shinnery have recanted their testimonies and said, no, we said we did, but we really didn't see this. So the long and the short of it is that just as with many other things like the Urantia volume and others, this is not real. Join me again next week. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.